back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I have been promising some April dates for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're going to let ourselves play. Somebody's got to get the message to John Martin and to Roz that I'm running out of Betty Boop tickets. These things are popular, man. We had a $100 winner. We had a $50 winner last week as well. So we're going to be getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'm moving some dates around to accommodate a charity. So I'm kind of laying low. I'm going to get the new dates out for everybody, but we had a great time the first month of getting this thing back out on the road, getting unmasked at El Guapo, also at the Mamas on the Half Show. I want to welcome Brian Kelly, and he is a public affairs officer from the Maryland Lottery. They've brought Doug in, they brought Roz in, John is, you know, getting pinch hitters, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get to know everybody in the building before it's all over with.
That's right.
Welcome in, man. How are you?
Hey, I am doing very well. And I just want to make sure, last time I heard one of your broadcasts, I heard that you might be picking up some pounds because of this crab cake tour. So
No. I shed that.
You gotta be careful.
The tour's back out. What happened was I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days last August. And It wasn't really the crab cakes that got me because they're broiled most part. I'm a veggie guy. It was the French fries. It was the bread. You know what I mean? It was... And I'm going to add this problem, and John didn't even know this yet. I'm going to add a beer to the tour. So I think we're going to do breweries and crab cakes while we tour the state because there's so many great breweries, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be like Sylvester Stallone and Rocky.
Yes.
I'm going to get in peak physical condition
because
it's going to be a grueling 31 days. So what I probably need to do is shed a little bit before I go.
And absolutely.
But dude, it is hard. And they're also good. These crab cakes are delicious. One I had at Costas the other day, incredible. And then I went to Fadley's and I not only ate one, I brought one home. So I did a double decker on Wednesday.
Now, what do you do after this? Do you rank the crab cakes or what happens after you do
usually what we do is we have great conversations with people. For example, on Wednesday, we had our sitting attorney general, Brian Frosch, come down and have a crab cake with us. We had Dhruv Vigneraja, who is running for Baltimore State's attorney. We had him down. We had Damie Hahn down for a crab cake. So we sit and talk to folks, and we can absolutely introduce people to the crab cake and say, hey, come on to this side of town. But more than that, I think we're trying to stimulate local business. I think we're trying to absolutely talk about the differences because the Costas crab cake tastes nothing like the Fadley's crab cake. And what I said to Damie on the tour on Wednesday, and I mean this from the heart, no one does it like Fadley's. It's a different kind of crab cake. So if you haven't had it, I would just say it's a little more mustardy. I would say the Costas crab cake's a little sweeter with a little bit more forward Old Bay, more Old Bay. East Baltimore has more Old Bay. And then you get into cocktail sauces. You get into tartar sauces that are delicious, side dishes. But more than that, you do local business with local people.
That's right.
Meet new people. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. And I didn't tell John this yet because I haven't been with him this week. I walked into Costas last week to set up my show, and my early guest had canceled. Mike Rosenfeld, one of my partners, his son flew in from Chicago. I know you're familiar with Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
Right, to watch hoops. And I didn't have an early guest. And I'm like, that's why we tape. We don't go live. We just kind of hang out. It's March Madness Friday. And one of my dearest friend's families, the Causey family, was in there. And they were playing Keno Sprinkler. They were scratching off tickets. They were like, they are engaged with the lottery. I go to Ovenbird to get my delicious muffins. And the gal that waits on me there saw my lottery mask. She's engaged. I had to give her one of these cups. You know what I mean? So the lottery swag's cool and getting out. And that's been a great, great part of it is watching people win, to be honest.
That's right.
Crab Cake Tour's taking on a new element with the winning.
That's right. And with that Keno Sprinkler, you know that we are doing a promotion where you could double or triple your winnings with the Keno Sprinkler. So that promotion is going to be running through April 10th. So I suggest all those big Keno fans, make sure you take a look at your ticket. I mean, you might be a big winner in more ways than one.
Well, we talk so much about, and I talked to John about this, going down to the casinos, betting on the games, and all the traditional lottery games. When I'm in traditional lottery places where Keno is on and they play, people are always playing. They're engaged. It's part of having the Oreo game on and a beer and a crab cake or whatever that would be. Look, man, we were locked up for 2 years at home.
That's right.
And I am finding that people absolutely want to go back. We were at Fadley's on Wednesday, and And we started the whole Baltimore Positive thing there 4 years ago. So it's a special place for us, special family. They struggled through, you know, all of this. They're opening a new location in Catonsville. Yeah. And to be in a normal place on a Wednesday where normal business is taking place. I mean, yeah. I had Rodney Graham walk through a former Terp player, Rodney Elliott, walk through, yeah. And he's getting lunch. People are there. There's a line. Some people had masks. Some people didn't. But it was normal. It felt, for the first time in 2 years, like we're coming back to life a little bit here, Brian.
Absolutely. You know, over the last few years, well, one of the big things we do here at the Maryland Lottery, and one of the things that I love doing, is going out and talking to people. And we have a lot of events that we usually do. When I first came on about 3 years ago, it was events like twice a week. But, you know, because of the pandemic and because of restrictions, we couldn't have so many events. So now you're starting to see these events start to come back to life. Our last big event we just did was the Home and Garden Show. We had a ton of people come out. People entered our raffle and they were able to win scratch offs that we sent off to them. And we're also getting a bunch of events that's coming for the month of April. Beer, Bourbon, Barbecue, Chicken Wing Festival, Tacos, and Taps. Beer, Bourbon, Barbecue.
That's my buddy, Greg Nivens now. So, I mean, I've had beer, bourbon. I'm not a bourbon guy, but barbecue for sure.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Listen, I think anybody that's familiar with any of these sort of civic events has seen lottery booths. And when you come out to the Crab Cake Tour, we give you Betty Boop scratch off tickets, at least this month. Okay. Roz going to be cooking me up some gold or something next month. I don't know what she's going to be doing. And I'm going to get her out. You know, her husband was an old school Nestor Lister, Greg from Northeast.
Ah,
he and I have been arguing Ravens since back, almost since back when we had the Colts. I mean, I've been on the air 31 years. So, you know, it is like family, but I think going out and looking people in the eye and say, yes. I had a $100 winner on the Betty Boop thing at Costas, and people celebrate and having a good time. I saw winners on scratch offs over in the bar. Somebody said, we just won $50. I'm like, great. And seeing the look on people's faces and smiling. And then the one thing about the masks, couldn't see people smile. And
that's right.
I think there's been something about the face-to-face and getting back out and really appreciating normal things like home and garden shows.
Absolutely. And at the home and garden show, we actually sold scratch-offs to, you know, the people who showed up to the home and garden show. And we had a couple of winners while I was sitting there. It was absolutely amazing to see how people really want to get back out there, really want to be entertained, have fun, see things, interact with people. I absolutely agree with you. And I hope that they take advantage of all the sacrifices that we had to make over these last few years.
And I hope, and I see some people are a little miserable here and again, and we're all, you know, we're all shot up, we're all masked up, we've all been through trauma and all that. I just hope as we get back out and do some normal things, people could come out, let themselves play a little bit, as is your motto, and have the spirit of coming out and enjoying a beer, enjoying a crab cake, enjoying outdoor activities, music, festivals, yards. By the way, my wife and I moved out to the county, and I'm considering a fire pit. See any good fire pits at the Home and Garden Show or anything maybe I'd be into on the deck?
The Home and Garden Show is just magnificent when you're talking about like they actually square off sections of the Home and Garden Show, and they set up these huge, elaborate outside arts setup. So it looks just like a backyard, except it's indoors in the Home and Garden Show.
Little Italian lights and stuff like that.
Everything. They had speakers, gazebos, the whole thing. And funnily enough, I just came from Costco. I was going to buy one of those pits. They have a pit at Costco that looks fantastic. It looks just like something they would use at the Home and Garden Show. And these are absolute professionals there at the Home and Garden Show. It was a great time.
Nice. Well, you get to mix and mingle a little bit. Brian Kelly's here. If you're watching, that's not Doug Lloyd. It says Doug Lloyd on the screen, but he's not. I know Doug, but I'm running low on Betty Boop. Help me out here. I got plenty of cups though, and plenty of shirts. Public affairs officer. Tell me about that gig. And you're originally from Chicago. And by the way, I broadcast in Chicago turn of the century. I was on Sporting News Radio up in Northbrook.
Oh, okay.
So I spent a lot of time from, you know, Midway and the Stevenson and the, you know, Dan Ryan and Cubs games, White Sox games, Blackhawks games, you know, all that stuff. So I had a good time there. Man, taste of Chicago.
Gotta
get in, right?
Love the taste of Chicago. One of my favorite events
I've ever been to.
Yeah. Have you been back there recently?
You know what? It's funny you would ask that, because the Ravens played in November, and I love a pizza place called Pequod's Pizza. So I'm going to get some free love for anybody that goes. It's not deep dish, okay? And it's not thin. No.
That's right.
It's caramelized crust. It's a different.
That's right.
Not Detroit. Different. No. It's. But I love Pequod's Pizza. So it's sort of my first stop when I go. My one of my dearest friends in the world, one of my old sponsors, lives in downtown Chicago now in the Loop. So I'm actually planning a trip. We had so much fun back in November. Went to the Ravens game and all that. We had so much fun that I think I'm going to go back to see John Mayer next month. So I think I'm going back to Chicago. So if you got, I travel. I love me some tips on some things to do now.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to throw out a pizza place to you. I hope that you love it so much. It's called Home Run Inn. I mean, it's easy to remember because it's just like our home runs fast place.
Is it South Side, North Side? Where are you sending me, man?
Well, actually, they've got more than one location, and the original is out on the west side of Chicago, but they have one on the near south side that's very close to Soldier Field.
Wow, I'm looking at this right now, and I'm Googling down, and I'm seeing there's a – I've never heard of it. Is this Chicago style?
Well, actually, it's not – they do have a deep dish. However, the pizza that I get from them is not thin crust. It's not deep dish. It's regular pizza. It's one of the best crusts of fresh food. I mean, it is really great pizza.
And what part of Chicago are you from?
I'm from the south side of Chicago. So, you know, naturally, I grew up a Sox fan, even though I haven't followed them closely so far.
Well, see, my cousin played for the 59 Go-Go Sox and is in Hall of Fame. So every time I get to come to Comiskey, U.S. Cellular, whatever they're calling it, there's a statue of my cousin out in center field, turning two with Nelly Fox.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then my name's on the wall. Aparicio's on the wall. So I got a thing for the Sox and I'm wearing this powder blue Kuntz Baltimore Forward shirt. It's sort of that powder blue 1972-73 white Sox, you know. Now my cousin never wore those. That's more like the Bill Melton.
Right,
I did a big piece on Dickie Allen a couple weeks ago. So I'm way into baseball history and the South Side of Chicago. My friend Jenny Jablonski always outfits me in that Michael Jordan black with the SOX.
That's right,
old school, right?
Gotta get the pinstripes going.
Black Jack McDowell, Robin Ventura, kind of Frank Thomas kind of look,
That's right. That's
giving
you
a childhood now. Am I not?
I mean, you really are taking me back, man. Going back to those ball games with my dad and everything like that. It was a really great time. I love Maryland. You know, also it reminds me a lot of this particular Baltimore. It reminds me a lot of Chicago's
neighborhoods, man. Neighborhoods and neighborhood festivals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really a fascinating thing to see that so many communities in Chicago come together and have like a lot of these different events. A lot of what Chicago does is really out there in the streets. So you could have at any given day in the summer, a street cut off and they will have, you know, block parties, what we consider block parties. And people will just cut a street off, you know, get it sanctioned by the city, of course, and barbecue and just have a whole lot of fun with each other. So
I'm very familiar. I've stumbled into those back in the day. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sort of an explorer of the world in general, but when I worked there, I got so tired of the highway. And this is before I was married, but, you know, the cell phones didn't work as great. And so I would literally, and you know, I'm from Baltimore. I don't feel threatened by much, you know, so driving through neighborhoods and stuff like that. I mean, I get that there's a level of risk or whatever, but I wanted to see Chicago. And for the years I worked out there, those beautiful brick homes that are sort of that brownish yellow, almost the color of the lottery behind you on the screen. Like I loved going through those neighborhoods and seeing hot dog places and Mexican places and Latin places and African-American places and rib places and pizza places and beer places and sock signs and bull signs and black. So I love the neighborhood old style. Everybody had an old style, beer thing in all the corner bars. I love Chicago. And I would agree with you that if you're in Highland Town or Canton, it would feel very, very familiar to you, right?
It does. It feels very familiar. Baltimore really is my second home, and it really feels very much like the communities that come together in Chicago. I mean, I believe that they might be sister cities in some sense, but really, if they're not, it really feels like that. I think anybody who would come from Chicago here or come from Baltimore to Chicago would feel very much at home.
crab cakes and better weather here. Brian Kelly, he is the public affairs officer for the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Sitting in for John Martin this week. And you know, part of this gig is I'm like, hey, man, I want to talk to everybody. I'm really looking forward. I told Roz she ain't coming back on a show till she brings her husband out for a proper crab cake. And I can't give her a Betty Boop ticket, but I'll be giving them out to somebody else. We've had a lot of winners. And, you know, so a lot of times I'm either wearing my Wise shirt or, you know, we have the Wise conversations around here, and our friends at Royal Farms are our partners. I've talked about Costas and all these other places that sell your tickets, but it is amazing that, you know, anywhere, anytime, right? The ticket, the $100 prize happens on my Betty Boop, or, you know, sometimes 50,000, 100,000. I was with someone last week that said they won $5,000 on a scratch off one time. And, you know, it's 10 years ago, but man, you never stop telling that story when you win something like that.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have one of our brand new Mega Sevens tickets. And what's fascinating is right before I got on here with you, we had a top prize winner. Somebody just walked in and won $100,000 on this ticket. Now, this ticket is one of our special tickets. As you can see, it's pretty large. Yeah. So it gives you a lot of areas to play. So for a $10 ticket, this gives you a lot of chances to win that $100,000 top prize. So I would suggest people get out there. If they love to play the Maryland Lottery, if they love scratch-offs, then they're going to love having a $10 opportunity to win $100,000 on several play areas. It's really amazing.
You guys send me all the winners, and this is kind of fascinating. It speaks to Keno Sprinkler a little bit, because John came on 2 weeks ago, and I was unfamiliar with it, and you know, I haven't played Keno in a long time. I told him, I remember when Keno first came out, I was doing my show at the Barn back in the 90s, and we were explaining it to people, and it was a fun all-day kind of game for a buck. Pick your numbers. Yeah. I was a kid in the cause. She was playing Keno. I said, got to play 36. That's my lucky number. So she played it, you know. I don't know if she won or not, but we all have a favorite number and like all
that's
that.
That's right.
I get your list every week, usually from Seth this week. I believe I want to make sure I'm giving proper love out to who sent me, because there's somebody on your team. I want to make sure I give him a shout out. James Kennedy sent this over.
James Kennedy, Jim.
So the Keno Sprinkler games, when I look up now and see 20,000, 12,000, and there are a lot of them are like Pappas in Glen Burnie, that this game is being played during March Madness, that there's more winners here, that this is an accompaniment to basketball games here, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people love to do certain things when they have either our scratch-offs or our other games. For instance, some people like to do some of our crossword games as they are at work. So sometimes people will do more than one thing with the Maryland Lottery. They'll walk around, like there were some people who just bought scratch-offs, even though they don't usually buy scratch-offs at our events. And so they walk around the event, do their scratch-offs. If they're a big winner, we can give them money right there at the actual event. But if they're a huge winner, they're going to have to come on down to the Maryland Lottery.
Well, that's what I would say to John and all you guys when you come on. It's like, you know, it's nice. Somebody wins $100. They go cash out. It's not, you know, I told Patty, I said crab cakes on, you know, on the Maryland Lottery. But I would say this, when you're winning a big prize, they have to come visit you. They have to park in the lot where I come down and, you know, visit Doug in the parking lot, at least during the plague, and pick up all the stuff that I give away at my events,
that's right.
And, you know, my Betty Boop tickets and all that. But everyone that really wins big physically, you guys are like Willy Wonka. They have to come to the big building, take the elevator up, they come up and they've won $100,000.
That's right.
$1 million. Like,
that's
really
right.
In a lot of cases, you meet people that must be shaking from what this is going to do to their lives, or at least maybe even the perception of taking care of some problems, taking care of bills. That's probably a really wonderful. I've often said, like, that's a neat job, you know what I mean? Meeting the people that are winning all this money and probably pinching themselves in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. Listen, it doesn't matter how big you win. We've had a $350 million winner come through those doors, and they did not believe. I mean, they did not truly believe that they won until they came into our winner circle and they saw Maryland Lottery and us clapping for them and the check that we usually write out for them. They don't really think that it's real. Even when they're signing out the information in the other room, when they come into that winner circle, for some reason, it gets real, real fast. And they have expectations. You know, they sometimes say they have to pay off cars or homes, or some people move. I mean, the $350 million, that's a completely different life that you're about to live. But they don't really see that it's real until they set foot in the Maryland lottery. And then it becomes really real for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was kidding John. He came on. He's like, hey, are you boosted? I'm like, heck yeah, I'm boosted. I mean, God, I've been shot up and all that. And the vax thing, I said, if somebody called me right now from some number and was telling me that I've got 50 grand just because I got vaccinated and Uncle Larry sending money up from Annapolis.
That's right.
You'd have to go a long way to make me believe it. I mean, I'm talking to my wife about that. I'm like, somebody calls you today and said you won 50 grand from the lottery.
That's right.
You'd be like, come on, man. This is like, you know, this is like one of those chain letters that I got to send $1 million to somebody around the world, right? It is hard to believe when that happens. When you have a ticket, it's hard enough. I mean, I had 100 people cost this, and $100 winner gets up. She didn't believe she won, and she was 100.
That's right.
Your first reaction is, no, not me. But when your phone rings with Vax Cash, you didn't even know you were playing in a lot of cases.
That's right. And you know what? Honestly, I've had to reach out to people who won items at some of our events. And so what I like to do is I like to remind them who I am. I say my name clearly to them. They can search me by doing interviews like this. They can see that I actually work for the Maryland Lottery. They take down my name. I give them a return phone call. They can call me through the switchboard.
Some people don't believe you though.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't. And you know, it's tough, but usually I give them some identifying information about themselves, which is always the case. You don't want to just take people's word for it. And whenever someone is asking you for money from the Maryland Lottery, then you already know that it's a problem. You've already paid your money or you've already been entered to win. We are not asking for your money. We're going to give you money. That's what we do here at the Maryland Lottery.
I like it. I like that. I'm going to have you on a show more often, man. Brian Kelly's here. He's the public affairs officer for all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. John Martin usually sitting in, but having a lot of friends and colleagues stopping by as well. And I'm on the on detail next week at the NFL owners meetings. But I'm going to be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out. I have a full roster. I mean, I can give a couple of the dates away that are solid, but I'm trying to organize next week around a charity event that's kind of near and dear to my heart and our friends at the Chaucer as well. We're going to be at Greenmount Station on the 15th of April up in Hampstead, eating one of the delicious crab cakes that I love. And I know Chris has had OTB up there. We've had a lot of events. That's going to be Friday, the 15th of April. We're going to be at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog in White Marsh. He has a crab cake. He's moved the location, and my dear friend Andy opened his, and he's out the door up there, 22nd. I hope he put me underneath that With Baltimore from Love sign that I had an omelet under last weekend. So that's a 22nd. We'll be doing that with the Maryland Lottery. And when we get back out on the road all month long, giving away Betty Boop, maybe some gold if I can talk Roz into it. Hey, Brian, I appreciate you you pitching in and pinch hitting here, or whatever we're going to call it on the south side
of
Chicago.
So
and I hope you enjoy springtime. And hey, man, next Home and Garden event, have me out. I got to come out there. And I autographed some books after Purple Rain 1, I think, or maybe 2, but I've done the Home and Garden event. You guys get to do all of these great festivals and events, and I really hope we get back to doing more of that this year.
Absolutely. And I hope you come out to one of our big events. The events that we love to do is the Ravens. Every time you have a Ravens home game, we're there selling our Ravens scratch-offs.
Yeah, I know, and I can throw the football through the thing and embarrass myself down there with Doug. We've been through that, you know, as to whether I would practice or, you know, how I would embarrass myself if I had to hit the hole. It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. Oh, and also baseball is back.
Oh, that's
so
right.
You can come on down. Yeah, we'll be at the Orioles for some of the games. We're still working out which games we're going to show up to. But as you know, we're running a promotion for the Orioles. So we're going to pick every game. Doesn't matter if it's home or away. We're going to get a contestant of the game. That person is going to get $500 just because they were picked. And then for every home run the Orioles hit, they get $500 extra. So,
well, they
go.
Moved the fence back in left field, so I'm a little worried about that part of it, but we'll pray for left-handed hitters. Brian Kelly here, a little baseball, a little lottery, a little bit of fun. I'm a public affairs officer from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Let's self-play, everybody. Come on out and support us in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, also presented by our friends at Goodwill Industries, Goodwill of Chesapeake, and we had Lisa Rosiniak, CEO and president on, who's a old school friend of mine coming in talking about donations and talking about jobs programs and really, really important stuff. So the Crab Cake Tour is onward and upward and into April. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.